This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Just this morning, we got a new report on the weather, the prediction for the future. Hot. Yeah, new weather report. Not optimistic about the next 5 years. The World Meteorological Organization is predicting there'll be even more record-breaking heat through at least 2030. That said, we have broken records every single year. And that said, hundreds of thousands of workers face outdoor hazards like high heat and humidity. And joining us is from the American Society of Safety Professionals, the president, Pam Olasky. Pam, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I'm a lifelong Western Pennsylvanian, so I'm really enjoying being on the show this morning.
Well, Madam President, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Plum, in the eastern part, and I lived in Friendship for a lot of years. And right now I'm in Armstrong County near Katanning.
Oh, great. Did you know Pat McAfee out there in Plum? One of the Mustangs that's made a lot of fame and fortune.
I did. Isn't that funny? Thank you. I did.
All right, let's talk about this. So as the American Society of Safety Professionals, obviously your job is to keep your workers safe, but suddenly this heat management is an issue when it comes to working outdoors and in construction operations. What can you really do about it?
Well, it is a problem, and as you mentioned, it is getting worse. As we see the changes relative to climate, making temperatures get hotter and more uncomfortable. And so for people who have to be outdoors, who don't have a choice, it really is a hazard. And our organization has developed a standard, because there is no federal standard to protect workers. We developed one that we thought provided guidance. And so the standard has a lot of different aspects to it, but I can share a couple of the key points with you if you'd like.
Please.
So one of the things we ask workers to pay attention to are what we call work rest cycles. And that means, you know, how often and how long your breaks should occur to get rest from the heat. The hotter it is, the more humid it is, the harder work that you're doing, the more often you should be resting. Over time, you get more adjusted to the heat, but you still need to pay attention to that. We also provide hydration strategies. So we don't tell workers to just drink water. We tell them how much water and how often. And we watch for signs that indicate that they're not taking in enough water. We have information about clothing and protective equipment that can help mitigate the heat. You know, when it's cold, you put more clothing on. But when it's hot, you really don't have that option if you're outdoors working. So there are some things that you can do, like wearing hats, hard hats that have a full brim that kind of protect your neck. And other kind of lightweight, breathable clothing. And then the last thing that we offer is information about how to tell when a worker may be suffering from heat stress to the point where the strategies you're implementing aren't working and that they need to get medical attention. So should you drive them to the urgent care center, or should you call an ambulance? And those are really important distinctions, because they can save a life.
Pam, I'm curious to know, who is getting this information from your organization? Where is it disseminated?
Well, our organization is a professional society. We have 35,000 members across the globe, although primarily in North America. And we make our standard available to our members as well as anyone else. It is not a free standard. It is there is a small fee for it. But it was developed by a number of different experts in the field who are members of our organization who sat down and looked at best practices and the real state of the art in terms of protecting people from heat and wrote the standard, and we've published it and made it available to folks. It's an important standard because, as I just said, the federal OSHA does not have a standard right now. So there is limited guidance on what to do to protect workers from the heat, at least in Pennsylvania, where we're talking right now.
I'm actually surprised the OSHA doesn't have. I would assume this would be under their, you know, coverage.
Well, it is, and they actually do have a proposed rule, and it's being looked at right now. In fact, there are hearings, public hearings on that coming up in the middle of June, but we don't know when or if that standard will be published. There are some states who run their own OSHA programs who already have heat stress standards, but there's only five of them, so that leaves the other 45 states uncovered, and most of them are out in the western part of the country, like California or Oregon. And so out in this area, we have lots and lots of workers who don't have any mandatory standard to protect them.
Pam, what comes to mind for me when I think about people working outside in dangerous heat would be, you know, people on construction jobs or road work. But have you identified which professions, which occupations are the most at risk?
Well, those are certainly the two that you think of, construction and road work. But while it's not as big of an industry here in Pennsylvania, agricultural workers are certainly at risk. But you have other workers like those who might be working for telecommunications companies who may be outdoors in the heat, line workers and folks like that. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the weather wasn't hot when we had our power outages and they were working long shifts outdoors. If that had happened in the middle of July, that would be a group of workers who would also have been put at risk.
Where do you direct people to get more information?
Well, we'd love them to go to our website, which is ASSP.org. And that will take you to the main website, which shows all of the resources we give to our members and to the public, not just for heat stress, but all kinds of work hazards. But if you go to the search bar and type in heat stress, you'll get a lot of information, including how to purchase the standard, as well as other information, webinars, and different kinds of documents that will help you protect your workers from heat stress.
ASSP.org, Pam Bolaski, president of the American Society of Safety Professionals. Pam, appreciate you joining us, and nice to know that a hometown person is in charge.
Thank you very much, Larry. It's been a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.